भगवते वासुदेवाय ब्राह्मण उवाच अकोविद कोविद वाद वादान एक से
नंबर
एक नंबर पंचम स्कंध प्रथम अध्याय श्लोक एगार एक एगार श्री भगवान उवाच निबोध तातेदं वृतं ब्रवीमि निबोध तातेदं वृतं ब्रवीमि मासूयितुं देवं महर्षि अप्रमेयम् मासूयितुं देवं महर्षि अप्रमेयम् वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षि वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षि वहाम सर्वे व्यवसायश्च दिष्टाम् विभाम सर्वे व्यवसायश्च दिष्टाम् श्री भगवान उवाच निबोधता तेदमृतं ब्रवीमि मासूयितुं देवं महर्षि अप्रमेयम् वयं भवस्ते तत एष महर्षि वहाम सर्वे व्यवसायस्य दिष्टाम् वाट् मीनिंग् श्री भगवान् उवाच द सुप्रीम् पर्सन् लॉर्ड् ब्रह्मा सेड् निबोध काइंडली हियर विथ अटेंशन तात माय डियर सन इदम दिस रीतम ट्रू ब्रवीमि आई एम स्पीकिंग मा नॉट आसुयितुम टू बी जिलस ऑफ देवम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अरहसि यू आर अप्रमेयम हु इज बियॉन्ड अवर एक्सपेरिमेंटल नॉलेज Bayam, we, Bhava, the Lord Shiva, they, 5.1.11, they, your, Tataha, Tata, Father, Esa, this, Maharshi, Narada, Bahama, carry out, survey, all, Vivasaha, unable to deviate, Jasya, of whom distum the order. So translation. Lord Brahma, the Supreme Person within this universe said, my dear Priya Brother, kindly hear attentively what I shall say to you. Do not be jealous of the Supreme Lord, who is beyond our experimental measurements. All of us, including Lord Shiva, your father And the great sage Maharshi Narada must carry out the order of the Supreme. We cannot deviate from his order. So in the purport, Sri Prabhupada Maharaj says, of the 12 great authorities in devotional service, 4, Lord Brahma himself, his son Narada, Swayambhuva Manu and Lord Shiva were present before Priyavrata. They were accompanied by many other authoritative sages. Brahma first wanted to impress upon Priyavrata that although these great personalities are all authorities, they cannot possibly disobey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described in this verse as Deva, which means always glorious. The power, glory and potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never be diminished. In the Isupanishad, the Lord is described as Apavavidha, which indicates that He is never affected by anything materially considered sinful. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being so powerful that nothing we might consider abominable can affect Him. An example sometimes given to explain the position of the Supreme Lord is that of the sun, which evaporates urine from the earth but is never affected by contamination. The Supreme Lord can never be accused of doing anything wrong. When Lord Brahma went to induce Priyavrata to accept the responsibility for ruling the universe, he did not go whimsically. He was following the dictations of the Supreme Lord. Indeed, Brahma and other genuine authorities never do anything without his permission. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tene Brahma Rudaja Adikavaye. The Lord dictated Vedic knowledge to Brahma through his heart. The more a living entity is purified by devotional service, the more he comes in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Tesam Satatyuktanam Bhajatam Pratiparvakam Dadami Pratijuvantam Jenamam Upajantite. That means, to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. It's stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 10. Lord Brahma, therefore, had not come to Priyavrata by his own whims. Rather, it is understood that he had been ordered to persuade Priyavrata by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities cannot be understood by material senses, and who is therefore described herein as a Pramaya. Thus, Lord Brahma first advised Priyavrata to hear his words with attention and without envy. Why one is induced to perform certain acts despite his desire to do something else is indicated herein. One cannot disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord even if one is as powerful as Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Manu or the great sage Narada. All these authorities are certainly very powerful, but they do not have the power to disobey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Lord Brahma had come to Priyavrata in accordance with the orders of the Supreme Lord, he first wanted to dispel any suspicion that he might be acting as Priyavrata's enemy. Lord Brahma was following the orders of the Supreme Lord, and therefore it would be worthwhile for Priyavrata to accept Lord Brahma's order as the Lord desired. Om Namo Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Krishnaya Patala Sindhe Vatakritam Dasvam Vatakritam Dasvam Vatakritam. So I am very fortunate that I have been given this Bhagavatam class. What do you say in Hindi? English? English? Hindi? So I thank the authorities here for allowing me this Bhagavatam class. So it is 5th canto, 1st chapter, text 11. Sri Bhagavan, here Lord Brahma is addressed as Sri Bhagavan. So there is a doubt by some devotees how others are, especially in the morning we chant 10 offenses, 2 confesses, 8 and the one offense is to consider Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this doubt is arises the devotees. Now, here it is addressed as Bhagavan, Sri Bhagavan. So, this was described by Sri Prabhupada Maharaj, that Bhagavan means, Bhaga means opulence, and Bhan means who possesses these opulences. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead possesses all opulences in full. It is stated by Parashar Muni that Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Virjasya Jasasya Sriya Jnana Vairagyam Chaiva Sannam Iti Bhavangana. So all these opulences, the rich, richness or the opulence and Aishwaryasya Virjya means strength, Jasa means fame, Sriya means beauty, and knowledge, jnana means knowledge, and vairagya means detachment. These six opulences are full in Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why he is said as Bhagavan. He is in full. He is stated in Isopanishad, Purnasya Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnas Purnas Purnamudhyasyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasyate. He is full. He is full in everything. And his fullness is astonishing, is wonderful, because even if other full personalities or entities come from him, still then he becomes full or whole or purna. He is purna. So, we are not purna. We are apurna. He is purna. He is full in himself. The living entities here, Brahma, he is a living entity. Just like us, he is a living entity. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th, 4th canto by Lord Shiva, that Sodharma Nishta Satadharma Vipuman Virinchita Meti Tata Paramima. Those who execute their prescribed duties or occupational duties or dharma for 100 baths, so dharmanishta satajanmami puman. So he is entitled to become Virinchi or become Brahma. He is the topmost person in this universe. And also those who execute further religiousness, he is entitled, he cannot be Shiva, Lord Shiva. Tata parami imam. Who is better than that? Who can execute more than 100 baths? This his prescribed duties or occupational dharma. He cannot be equal to Lord Shiva, but Prabhupada Maharaj says he can be promoted to Lord Shiva's planet. Tatha parangima. That means those who are in Shiva's planet, Kailasa Loka, they are higher than this Brahma, Lord Brahma also. It is stated in Brahma Sangita. Goloka namni nidadhamni talaita tasya devi mahesa haridham sute stesu tete prabhav nitya vihitasta dena govinda mari purusham tamam bhajami. This material world, this is called devi dhama. The topmost planet is Satya Loka or Brahma Loka, where Brahma resides. And beyond this devi dhama is Mahesa dhama, is the dhama of the planet of Lord Shiva. That is called Kailasa Loka, Mahesa Dhamma. And beyond Mahesa Dhamma is Hari Loka or Vaikuntha Dhamma. Devi Mahesa Hari Dhamma Sutesu Tesu. So, and Lord Shiva says it to Prachetas, the 10 sons of Prachinavari, that but a devotee is more powerful than all of them, because one has to wait for 100 baths to be a Brahma, or even more than that, to be promoted to Kailasa Loka, Shiva Loka. But in this one life, Abhyakrita Ata Bhagavatam Vaishnavam Padam Jatham Vibhudha Karatai, by the end of this life itself, one becomes promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. So, in that way, devotee is higher position. In one life, Prabhupada Maharaj also says, go back to Godhead. In one life, one can go to that spiritual planet. In one life. He doesn't have to wait for so many lives to be promoted to that planet, to a spiritual planet. So, those who, all of us, we possess some opulence in some degree, and Lord Brahma possesses all these opulences. It is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if all the opulences are counted as 64, then Brahma possesses up to 50 qualities. It is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Up to 50 qualities. We can also be endowed with all these qualities, 50 qualities, like Lord Brahma. So, anyone who is more powerful, he can be addressed as Bhagavan. That's why Sukadeva Goswami here states, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Lord Brahma, about Lord Brahma. So, the fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, is described as the taste of Lord, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are 10 subject matters in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, 10th chapter. That atra sarga visargascha sthanam posanam utaya manvantara isan katha nirodha mukti rasaya. These are the 10 subjects described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, sarga means creation and visarga means secondary creation. These two are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto and fourth canto. First canto and second canto, they are the preliminary studies of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in the third and fourth canto, these are about creations, how the Lord creates, and it is expanded by Lord Brahma, third canto and fourth canto. So we have already completed these fourth cantos. So now fifth canto starts here. So fifth canto describes sthana. Sthana means places, variety of places. Prabhupada Maharaj says it is bhugola, it is geography. This material world, this is a geography. We are reading so many, we are reading in our school career or college career geography, but that geography is limited knowledge. But this geography is unlimited knowledge. It is this geography, this material world is described in full in Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto. In the end of this fifth canto, that is 26th chapter, there will be a description of hellish planets, Narkas. So, in this way, all the planetary systems are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto. So it is, they say as a sthana. Sthana means various places in this world. And then comes posana. In sixth canto, we will hear about posana, how the Lord takes care of his devotees, just like Ajamila and then our Vrutrasura. These are the devotees of the Lord, and how the Lord takes care of them. Though they have fallen in their devotional path, still then Lord takes care of them. And in the seventh canto, there will be description of utaya, means vasana, karma vasana, the desire for activities or creative activities, karma vasana. Then in the eighth canto, there will be description of manvantaras. Manvantaras means in one day of Brahma, 14 manus come. Now we are during the reign of seventh manu, that is Vaivasvata manu, who is the son of Vivasvana, the lord of sun planet. We are in the seventh manus period. Seventh manus, 29th kadi, 5532 years passed. We are now this age. So, in the ninth canto, there will be Ishanu Katha, the lord. There are two vansas. One is Surya Vansa and another is Chandra Vansa. In Surya Vansa, Lord Ramachandra comes, and in Chandra Vansa, Lord Krishna Chandra comes. So, about these lords and their devotees, that will be described in 9th canto. And 10th canto is Lord's Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus face. That is called Ashraya Tattva. All the 9 other subjects have taken shelter of this tattva, that is 10th canto. That is the lotus face of the Lord, 10th canto. And 11th canto, it is described as the intelligence of the Lord, that is called Nirodha Mukti Rasra, Mukti. How we will be liberated from this material world, that is liberation, that is the teachings of the Lord to Uddhava. There are similar teachings of the Lord to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, and in Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of the Lord to Uddhava are considered to be higher than Bhagavad Gita. So these are the tattvas. Our His Holiness Gauru Goswami Maharaj says that whatever pastimes are described in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, we will fall down if we do not read 11th canto. It is tattva. Tattva is described in 11th canto. Pastimes in 10th canto, but tattva in 11th canto. In Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord says, Ahami sarva jagyanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha natumam abhijanati tattvinata stavantite. The Lord is danger. If we cannot understand it in truth, then we will fall down. So, in the 12th canto, that is considered as the helmet of the Lord. So there is Nirodha, four types of destructions of this material world are described in that 12th canto. So now we are in the 5th canto, that is the middle of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's form, bodily form. This Srimad Bhagavatam is considered in Padma Purana as the Vangmaya form of the Lord, word form. The Lord in word form is Srimad Bhagavatam. In Padma Purana it is stated. First two cantos are his 2 feet, second, third and fourth canto are his 2 thighs, fifth canto is his navel, sixth canto is his chest, seventh and eighth are his 2 hands, ninth canto is his neck, tenth canto is his lotus face, 11th canto is his intelligence, and 12th canto is his helmet. So now we are in the middle of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the navel portion of the Lord. So, here, in the 4th canto, these creations and secondary creations are described in 3rd canto and 4th canto. So, Swanu Manu's descendants, he has 3 daughters and 2 sons. So, his 3 daughters, Devahuti, Prasuti and Akuti, their life history were described in 3rd canto and 4th canto. And the second son of Swayambhu Manu is Uttanapada, and is described in 4th canto. How his son Dhruva Maharaj is very famous, he got his Dhruva planet. All these are described in 4th canto. So now, his eldest son Priyavrata. Priyavrata was in the beginning, he was not accepting this household life. Grihastha ashram he was not accepting. Because his guru is Narada Muni, from the beginning he gave his instructions to detach from this family life. So he didn't take family life. He was in the renounced order of life from the beginning. But when after Uttanapada, Priyavrata requested his Swayambhu Manu requested his eldest son Priyavrata to take family life, to continue this ruling of this earth. So he was not willing. So, because Narada Muni has instructed him not, just like Lord Brahma was requesting his own four sons, four Kumaras, Sanak Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, to procreate children by taking family life. But they denied. Similarly, Priyavrata also denied. Narada Muni was in the renounced order of life from the very beginning. He didn't take a family life. So, Swayambhu Muni was in trouble, what to do. So, immediately that Brahma came, also Sivaji came. Here, Prabhupada Maharaj says in his purport, Sivaji also was there. Out of the 12 Maharajanas, 4 Maharajanas were there. Narada Muni was there, Swayambhu Muni was there, and this Lord Brahma and Sivaji. Four great personalities were there to persuade Priyavrata to take family life. So, it is required. Here Lord Brahma gives instruction from the Shastra. It is Lord's desire that Priyavrata Manu should take family life. three happy sons will be three manus. Uttama, Tamas, Raivata. They are the third, fourth and fifth manus. There will be three manus. The three sons of Priyavrata. So powerful Priyavrata is there. He is as powerful as the sun, Lord Sun. Even in the night also he is creating a day by his will. He was so powerful. So, another son is Agnidra. From there, from that parampara, will Lord Rishabhdev come. It will be in fifth chapter, it will describe Lord Rishabhdev. And his son, famous son, is Bharat Maharaj. By whose name this planet is called as Bharatvarsha. Prior to that, it was known as Ajanavarsha, by the name of this Nabhi and Rishabhdev. Their joint name was Ajanava. This planet was known as Ajanavarsha. But when Bharat Maharaj came, this planet's name was renamed. It was called Bharatvarsha. Anyway, here Lord Brahma says, Nibodha tatedam ritam bravimi. Ritam bravimi. I will speak the truth, ritam. The Lord also said in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, whatever I said, these are all truth. And Arjuna also accepted. Arjuna said, O Lord, whatever you have said, sarvam etam ritam manu, janmam vadasi kesava. Whatever the Lord says, these are all truth. There is no falsehood in the Lord's words. Similarly, here Brahma says, I am telling you the truth. Nibodha, you just understand. Nibodha tata idam tata, O my son. Very affectionately he is addressing his son. I mean, he is not his son, he is his grandson. He is the son of Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu is the son of the Lord Brahma. Swayambhuva Manu is a vibhuti, opulence of the Lord, described in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto. Manushyanam Swayambhuvaham. Among the human beings, I am Swayambhuva Manu. He is an opulence of the Lord, vibhuti of the Lord. So, he is the grandson, but out of affection, he is addressing him as Tata, my son. Idam Britam Bravimi. I will tell you the truth, this truth. What is the truth? Masu itum devam arasi aprameyam. Masu itum means ma asuitam, jealous, asuya. This material world is called full of jealousy. Those who are jealous, they cannot pray, they cannot worship the Lord. That's why it is stated in Bhagavad Gita by Lord that sarvam sarva bhuyatam bhuya srunume paramam bacha istosime drudome tato vakshami tamita. Because you do not envy me, that's why I am giving you the most confidential knowledge. Those who envy the Lord, they worship other persons, other demigods or something like that, or Brahma entity of the Lord, Brahma Jyoti. They cannot worship the Lord in his form because they envy the Lord. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, 2nd chapter, by Lord Brahma, Garva Stuti. Jeniya Ravindakhya Vimukta Maninat. Aravinda Vimukta Maninat Toi Astabhavat Abhisuddha Buddhaya. Jeniya Ravindakhya Vimukta Maninat Toi Astabhavat Abhisuddha Buddhaya. Aruya Pritsirana Parang Padang Tata Patanti Adha Anadite Dusma Dangraya. Those who are envious of the Lord, they do not take shelter of the Lord, lotus feet of the Lord. That's why they worship Brahma Jyoti. Sukadeva Goswami in the beginning was attached to this Brahma Jyoti. From the very birth, he took sannyas and went to the jungle, meditating about this Brahma Jyoti. But when he heard about the Lord's pastimes, he was attracted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. He has stated it. It has been stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 7th chapter. Ye harer guna khipta matim bhagavan badarayani adhyagyan madakhyanam nityam vishnu jana priya. He was in the beginning attached to Brahma Jyoti. But when he heard about the Lord's pastimes, his qualities, his form, his beauty, all this when he heard, then he was attracted and he came back to his father and he learned Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Guna Chitta Mating. He was attracted towards Hari because he has so many qualities, Hare Guna Chitta Mating. Bhagavan Badrayan, here also Sukadeva Goswami has described as Bhagavan by Sutta Goswami, Bhagavan Badrayani. Hare Guna Chitta Mating Bhagavan Badrayani, Adhyagan Madhakhyanam. Lord Vyasadev, after completing this Srimad Bhagavatam, after writing this Srimad Bhagavatam, he was in search of a person whom he will teach this Srimad Bhagavatam. But because he has already compiled these Vedas and the Upanishads, all these Vedic literatures, but he didn't give Srimad Bhagavatam to other disciples like Paila, Jaimini, Vaishampayana, Ramarsini, Sutta, all of them, he distributed his Vedic literatures and Puranas. But Srimad Bhagavatam he didn't give to his other disciples. He was thinking of a fittest person to give Srimad Bhagavatam to that person. So, now by the arrangement of the Lord, Sukadeva Goswami came to his father and he learned Srimad Bhagavatam. Abhyagan Madhakhyanam Nityam Vishnu Janam Priya. By narrating Srimad Bhagavatam, he became very dear to the devotees. So when one narrates Srimad Bhagavatam, he becomes very dear to the devotees. Nityam Vishnu Janam Priya. So, but those who are averse to the Lord's lotus feet, they generally worship this Brahma Jyoti. So, here the Brahma says, Ma Asuitam Devam Arasi Aprameyam. Ye Devam here means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the master plan of the Lord, Supreme Lord. Whatever he desires, that is being fulfilled. Bhagavad Gita, it is written in the third chapter, that Upadashta Anumantata Bhakta Bhakta Maheshwara. He is the Anumanta, he gives permission. Without his permission, even a grass cannot, blade of grass cannot move. That is, he is the supreme controller. Ishwara Paramakrishna. Parameshwara, he is the supreme controller. Without his permission, nothing can be possible, nothing can be done. So his desire is that Priyavrata should take family life. So we should try ourselves to act according to the desire of the Lord. That is, Lord's desire will prevail, our desire cannot prevail. Of course, Lord fulfills his devotee's desire, and it is also stated in English proverb that God helps those who help themselves. So, instead of trying our own mental concoction, we should try that what is Lord's desire. If we can stick to that Lord's desire, then we will get success in our life. It is in the end of Bhagavad Gita, described by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. Jatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Sri Vijaya Bhuti, Dhruva Nitir Matimam. There will be definitely victory when there is Arjuna, Jatra Yogeshwara Krishna, when there is Lord Krishna, who is Yogeshwara, who is a master of all the mystic potencies, Yoga, Yogeshwara, and where is the his dear devotee, Jatra Partha Dhanurdhara. There, everything, Sri means all opulence, Vijaya means victory, Bhuti means Vibhuti, all opulences, and Niti means morality, everything will be there. Dhruva means permanently everything will be there. It is in the purport, some Acharya says, by speaking this, the last verse of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Sanjay wants, Sanjay indirectly wants Dhritarashtra to take shelter of the Lord, at least to give message to his sons, Kauravas, to take shelter of Pandavas, to stop this battle and make Sandhi, Parvati that God. So, to stop this battle, because otherwise all his sons will be killed, demolished. It was prediction of Sanjaya. So anyway, here Lord Brahma says that you don't envy Asuya. Ma Asuyatam Devam Arasi Aprameyam. He is Aprameya. We cannot understand, we cannot consider ourselves within our thinking power, we cannot consider his power. He is Achintya Khodude Bhava Natang Takena Jojet. Srimad Mahabharata it is stated. Achintya Khodu, he is beyond our imagination, your mental power, mental thought. Aprameyam. So, bayam bhavaste tata esa maharsir. Bayam matlab, means myself, bayam. Bhava, he, Lord Shiva is also there. Te tata means your father is there, Swayambhu Manu. He also took family life. Shiva ji also took family life. I also took family life. Of course, yes, all this. We have all come from Lord Brahma. And Esa Maharshir, Maharshir matlab here, Maharshir means Narad Muni. He has not taken to family life. He, from the very beginning, he is in the non-sodal life. The Bahama Sarve Vivasa Jasya Dishtam. We all carry the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is, if we carry out the Supreme Personal Lord's desire, then our life will be, victorious. If we try to carry out the orders of, how to carry out the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? By taking shelter of the spiritual master. Whatever he orders, if we carry out those orders, then we can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya prasadana vati kutoti. Simply by carrying out the orders, the instructions of the spiritual masters, then we can understand, please not only our spiritual masters, but also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Supreme Personality of Godhead's instructions are there in scriptures. But we cannot understand scriptures on our own way. So we have to take shelter of the Supreme Spiritual Master to understand the meaning of these scriptures. It is stated in Upanishad, Jasya Deve Parabhakti, Jatha Deve Tatha Guru, Tasyate Katitaha Yatha, Prakasante Mahatmana. Just like we worship the Lord, similarly we should worship our Spiritual Master. Then only the Lord will reveal Himself. Anyway, so now it's time is there, so I will keep my speech here. So Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Shri Gurudev ki. So if you have any question or am I any wrong or any clarification, you may ask.
That means Dhruva Maharaj, that parampara is ended or is
that? No, that is also going on, Dhruva Maharaj. That will be in Kotikandu is described. There comes Bena.
That is there. Now we have finished Prachinavari.
Prachinavari, yes.
After that, now
Prachinavari, there will be this
daughter is there.
Prachinavari, the daughters are there. Prachinavari daughters, no, it is 10 sons, Prachetas.
Prachetas. That is what, after Prachetas?
Prachetas, they will have this Prachinavari. Prachetas' son is Prachinavari.
Prachinavari, his sons are Prachetas.
Prachinavari, Prachinavari.
Okay. This Prachetas marry that daughter of Moon.
Yes. There will come Daksha. Daksha is the son of Brahma, but because of envying, because of Shivaji, he got a goat's head. That's why he ended that life and took a human form of life by being the son of this Prachetas. And there he is Daksha, Prachetas Daksha, he is called Prachetas Daksha. So his descendants will be described in 6th canto, 4th chapter onward, his descendants will be described. You will be having 60 daughters. You will be having first 10,000 sons, whom Narad Muni will make them sannyasi. Then another 1,000 sons to them also. then he will by Lord Brahma's proposal, he will produce 60 daughters, and from that 13 daughters will be given to Kashyap Muni, and from that human will be given.
Thank you.